With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Consumer prices rose 2.7% in July from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department, the same as the previous month and up from the post-pandemic low of 2.3% in April. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices rose 3.1%. That's up from 2.9% in June. President Trump took unprecedented steps toward federalizing Washington, D.C. on Monday, saying it's needed to fight crime. That's even as city leaders pointed to data showing violence is down. Bernie Bennett shares details about the president's authority in this matter.
The Constitution calls for the creation of the District of Columbia to serve as a federal seat of power under the jurisdiction of Congress rather than any state. While the Home Rule Act allowed for greater local control, the president can still call up the National Guard in Washington. Section 740 of the Home Rule Act allows for the president to take over Washington's Metropolitan Police Department for 48 hours, with possible extensions for 30 days during times of emergencies. It wasn't immediately clear how long this takeover might last. It could also face challenges in court. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A deadly shooting outside a Target in Texas.
A suspect is in custody after a shooting outside a Target store in Austin, Texas.
We have three people that are deceased.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says the suspect was apprehended after fleeing the scene in a stolen car.
Wrecked that car, then hijacked another car. He was then found by Austin PD in South Austin, where he was taken into custody after a tasing.
Of the suspect, Davis says,
we have a male white suspect who appears to be 32 years of age, does have a mental health history.
That's on courtesy KVUE. The shooting came amid back-to-school shopping. I'm Ben Thomas.
Wall Street is higher. The Dow is up 464 points. This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the giant Christian relief agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are pointing out that four of the five most populous countries on earth persecute Christians. According to International Christian Concern, believers are under siege in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. The United States is the only one of the top five countries where Christians are safe. About 41% of the world's population resides in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. This is SRN News. A Chilean court has ordered a young American pilot to leave that country and to stay away for at least 3 years. He illegally landed his plane on an Antarctic island claimed by the country.
Ethan Guo was taken into custody on King George Island in late June. He'd been trying to become the youngest person to fly solo to every continent, raising money for cancer research. Chilean authorities had charged Mr. Guo with handling false information to ground control and landing without authorization. On Monday, a judge said those charges would be dropped, but the 19-year-old would have to donate $30,000 to a Chilean cancer foundation and not return to the country for 3 years.
The BBC's Olivia Noon. YouTube ready to start testing a new age verification system in the U.S. using artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. It could become widespread. More details at srnnews.com.